still get that thrill playing on Monday Night Football?
No question. You know, playing on Monday Night Football is something you dream about as a young kid. When you know that you're the only game on that day, everybody's sitting at home watching you, and, you know, even bigger for us, we get to play that game right here at home.
What about playing a Dolphins team? How much extra film you have to do playing a team you're not very familiar with?
You know, this is a team that we feel like is very dangerous on offense. When you look at, you know, they've been dealing with some injuries, and, you know, their starting quarterback had been out. But when you look at what Jay was able to do early on in the game against the Raiders last week, I think that really speaks to who their offense can be. And for us, defensively, we understand that they have a lot of weapons. You know, they traded away Jay Ajayi, but they got Williams and Drake, and those guys looked the part back there. They did a good job of getting them the ball out of the backfield. If you look at the numbers, they were thrown 12 passes, and they caught 12 passes. So for us as a defense, we understand that they're getting the ball to their backs, and they have a nice core of receivers that they use as well.
There's a different Jay Cutler, though, from when you look at the film. I mean, he's taking underneath stuff, not the gambler that you know from the past.
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job of being efficient in their offense. You know, he's not forcing the ball downfield, and he's utilizing his weapons well.
Cam mentioned yesterday, he said he's starting to have that feeling this could be a special feeling around here. What are you sensing? Why do you think he said that?
You know, we kind of felt like that all along. You know, we've been talking about it all season long, or what kind of team we were capable of being. You know, in particular for us on defense, you know, our goal is to continue to be the best defense in the league week in and week out. You know, we haven't had that title for a long time, or haven't really produced the numbers from a takeaway standpoint. But I feel like consistently we've played well all season defensively. And on offense, I think our guys, we're starting to develop that chemistry and that consistency that you need to be productive offensively. And they did a really good job last week. I think if you look at what they were able to do when so many people counted them out after we traded Kevin away, you know, hats off to the offense. And I think we played well as a group last week.
When you guys get takeaways and they lead to offense, defense leads to offense, we saw a conflict that can lead us. How important is that aspect of it all?
That's very important. You know, that's our goal. You know, each and every time we take the field, we try to get the ball back to our offense, create extra opportunities for those guys, because we know that if we do that, then they're going to put points on the board. And, you know, that's the mindset that we take. We go out, we either try to force a three and out, or we try to take the ball away, and we try to take it away and put them in scoring position.
Does defense have a certain attitude about it when it takes the field?
It's called a swagger. You got definitely a swagger that you have to go out and you have to play with as a group. And I feel like, you know, to a man, we work well together. Coach Wilkes and Al and Coach E, all of those guys have done a really good job of, you know, driving home the message of what's expected for us. And we go out, and it doesn't just start on Sunday. You know, we go out, we compete hard throughout the week. You know, we work, we motivate each other throughout the week, and it shows up on Sundays.
When you play behind a quartet of defensive tackles, where would you rate them as a group of guys?
The best. When you look at what KK Starr, K-Love, and Vern, what those guys are able to do to keep us clean as a linebacker core, you know, that makes our job so much easier. And then when you factor in having Charles, Pelp, Mario, Wes, you know, the list really goes on when we get out there and we take the field and understand that we have the D-line that we have in front of us. It makes our job so much easier as linebackers.
A little more specific, what do those guys do to opposing offenses when they cause disruption right there in the middle?
You know, they make them respect them. And, you know, in turn, that ends up keeping us free as linebackers, and they allow us to run around and make plays. Whenever you have to dedicate two guys to one defender, you know, it's going to free somebody up.
TD, you talked about that swagger. Having this number one ranking right now, and I understand it's only halfway through the year, but does that even add to that swagger a little bit?
It definitely adds to it, because we're sitting right here as the number one total defense in the league, but as we look at the film, we see and we understand that we can be so much better. You know, we feel like we leave a lot of plays out there, and if we just fine-tune and go out and execute the way we're capable of, we can be so much better as a defense. And, you know, that's really the goal. We don't really focus in on where we are right now. We really focus in on where we're trying to get to.
Would you say takeaways or something, y'all? What do you think?
I think from a takeaway standpoint, we've gotten better over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, a lot of people don't factor in that when we go out and we turn the ball over on downs, if we make a team go for it on fourth down and we stop them, that's a takeaway as well. And people don't consider that a takeaway, but we do. And, you know, we've been good at that all season long and getting off the field on fourth down. So that factors in because it gets the ball back to our offense.